Hello, it's Jackie of Conversations with Conquering Jackie. I'm on Anchor, and I wanted to introduce myself as a woman, a mother, an ex-wife. I'm divorced. I am in. I work as a communications operator, and I decided that I wanted to start this podcast because I feel that I have an array of knowledge that I can maybe share to some people. I have been in the midst of writing a book, but sometimes speaking about things are a little bit more faster. So I wanted to start having a conversation on the recording where you can hear my voice, and if you had questions that you can actually call in with the question for me to answer for you. Now, what am I expert in? Well, I am an expert in decision making. I've made decisions in my life that were good. I've made decisions in my life that were bad. But the fact of it all is, I've made a decision. A lot of us struggle with making decisions. Some of us are struggling with making decisions right now. Some of us are struggling with spiritual decisions that we need to make. Like a lot of us are reconnected or are disconnected from the source that we believe in. Whether it be God, whether it be your universe, or whether it be the trees, the animals, whatever you believe is your source, are you connected to it? I believe in God, so my source is God for me. It does not make me any better than you. It does not make you any better than me, but it does make me realize I've been disconnected from the God that I believe in. I need to get reconnected back to God. I am on a spiritual journey to learn more about who I am on the inside, the God that is in the image of me. Who am I? That's who I'm trying to get to understand about myself. Another thing that I'm trying to get to understand about myself is my emotions. Why are they sometimes all over the place? And why are they sometimes stable? I guess that can be another recording that I would talk about. But right now, I'll just end with the spiritual one. So if you have any questions, call in and ask them. I'll be willing to answer them. Okay, I wanted to go ahead and finish talking about the second part, emotional stability. And sometimes we are out of balance emotionally. One way that I realized I was out of balance in a situation was when I would go to work and come home with the kids and I would not do anything else. Everything was about work, and my job was chaotic. My job was, you know, filled with chaos. And when I would come home with my two children, my children would be chaos. So it was going from work chaos to home chaos. And there was never any time for Jackie. You had the work employee Jackie. Then when Jackie got home, you had the mommy Jackie tending to kids. There was never any time for Jackie. So in being Jackie, I became out of balance and chaotic. So because my job was chaotic and then my environment home with the kids was chaotic, it was like I became this woman that was very irritable, very tired, very exhausted, frustrated all the time. And a lot of the times I would blame myself and I had no escape. So my escape became coming home, you know, doing what I was supposed to do for the time being. And then I was straight to the, after taking a bath, get into bed, watch TV. I was a straight bed-aholic and a TV-holic. That's all I did, was come home from work, tend to my kids, and then I was in the bed. I was not living any type of life. I was just existing. This is even when I was married and also when I got divorced and it was just me in the house with the kids. It was just one day after one day of an exhausting life, of an unfulfilled life, of a frustrated life. So something had to give, and something had to give before it became a problem with my health, because it first begins within and then it shows without. So it begins in your mind and your heart and then physically your body. Wow, this is amazing. I finally have a platform that I can teach people on. I will use this platform to teach people about my experience and how I conquered my chaos, how I became the solution to what was polluting me.
I am a reshaping personalities coach. I help people heal while they deal. I help people heal and not just deal with their issues, problems, and circumstances, because you know, if you don't heal from your issues, it gets into your tissues and dis-ease your body. So a lot of people are living, a lot of people are just existing and dealing with their issues and not trying to solve their problems. Okay, a lot of people die a little every day. So what I do is I help people heal. I give them, how do I do that? I give them a plan. We sit down and I consult you. I sit down, we go into what is the history of your problem. Where did it come from? What is the cause and effects of it? Okay, and why are you still struggling in this problem? I show you how you're struggling in this problem. I show you how you're suffering in this problem. And I show you where your complacency is, where your do-nothing attitude is located. And I help you. I give you a plan. We get a plan together to tackle this issue, this problem. And we get rituals. And the rituals are to help you execute your plan, execute your goal in healing from this problem. And you're going to do that. You're going to boost your self-esteem by affirming to yourself on a constant basis of why you're doing what you're doing. And you're going to affirm in a way that you've already overcome it. Okay? I'm going to tell you where to get your resources, what kind of resources that you need to be impregnating your mind with every day, or the words you need to be speaking out of your mouth every day, because this is an assignment. It's like homework. It's something that you have to do on a daily basis when you're trying to change some bad habits, because bad habits come from bad practices. So you need to change those practices. You need to release the bad practices so that you can engage and increase good practicing habits. Release those old negative behaviors and increase the new positive behaviors. You're going to practice the new and release the old. You're going to find solutions. We're going to find solutions to your pollution. Because you're being polluted right now. We're polluted with anger, polluted with frustration, polluted with insecurities. You're being constantly polluted in your life on a daily basis. So if you're being polluted with trash, what do you think you're going to be filled with? And that's what's going to come out of your mouth. That's what's going to be in your thoughts. That's what's going to be in your feelings. So you're going to have a constant polluted life that you are not going to know how to change from. That you just wake up angry. You're just angry all the time. You look at people's life and you get jealous and you don't know why. Because you never took the time to yourself to find out why. Why don't I have the things in my life that I know I deserve to have? Or do you believe that you deserve to live a better life? That's what everything comes down to, your belief. What do you believe you deserve in your life? No one else can help you with that belief. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you deserve to have a better life. If you don't believe it, no one can help you achieve it. You have to believe it in order to achieve it. Okay? That's not just something for you to just hear. You have to actually do some work in your life in order to make these things happen. So who am I? I am your accountability partner. I am that person that's going to push you and tell you and guide you and suggest to you what it is you should be doing in your life on a daily basis to change it. And it's not a lot. It's baby steps. You just got to be consistent with it.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Wow, this is amazing. I finally have a platform that I can teach people on. I will use this platform to teach people about my experience and how I conquered my chaos, how I became the solution to what was polluting me.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.